This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وقال تعالى أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحضر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه هل هو يستوي قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. الله تعالى says in Surah Az-Zumar, as for he who is qanit. Qanit is, qunut is an interesting word. It means obedient, it means still from motion, it means silent. Being a person who has a kamal, a kind of perfection in their obedience, that like a person stands at attention, right? That's the, one of the meanings of the word qunut is, right? Qumu lillahi qanitin. Stand still and silent in a state of obedience. That is the one who is qanit, who is perfect in his obedience. And he is standing in prayer and making sajda through the night, and he fears the akhirah and he wishes for the mercy of his Lord. Is that person going to be equal who knows and that person who doesn't know? Allah Ta'ala asks a rhetorical question, Surah Az-Zumar. It's a description of, again, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, that they're people of qunut, perfect in stillness and obedience, quiet in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they make sajda and qiyam through the night, and they fear the akhirah, and they fear the hereafter, what could happen if a person makes it go wrong. And they wish for the rahmah of their Lord. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with them. Then Allah ta'ala asks, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Are they equal, those people who know and those people who don't know? And this is an important question to ask. Because, you know, we treat people fairly, we treat people equally when it comes to the law. People are entitled to fair treatment when it comes to the law. People are entitled to fair treatment when it comes to institutional type matters, when it comes to judgment and whatnot. But it doesn't mean that everybody's equal. This is something that we have to dispel from our minds and from our hearts. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. Look how, look how we have preferred some of them over others. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا. And in the Akhirah you'll see that there are the gradations between people's different stations will be even greater, and the amount of preference Allah has over for some for over others will be even greater. And so the judge who says who is in a higher maqam and who is in a lower maqam, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're not entitled to go around and say, oh, you're in this maqam, you're in this maqam, I'm in this maqam. You're not entitled to do that. Of course, some people, it comes from nas, obviously. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam occupies the alpha position in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and then the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the shaitan is, you know, and the munafiqeen and etc., they occupy the lowest positions. But whatever we don't know from Nas, whatever we don't know from the Kitab and from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're neither entitled to nor even allowed to speculate about what a person's maqam is or isn't. But the fact that you're not supposed to speculate or entitled to speculate, the fact that you have to treat people fairly, no matter who they are, whether you like them or not or whatever, doesn't mean that there isn't a difference between people. And so the functional take-home message that each person needs to take from this realization is what? Is that everything I do, there's nothing that's a waste. Everything good I do is helping me out somehow, and everything bad I do is harming me somehow. And when you see people making good choices and they're still happy, and you see people making bad choices and they're still happy. In this dunya, it looks like everyone's the same, right? Someone comes to the masjid, gets married, has a children, looks after their family, you know, donates money to orphans, etc., etc. That person seems to be okay. He's living his life, and then the person, a'udhu billah, is zina and riba and, you know, every sin under the sun, and he's still happy. It seems like he's ice skating by in the system. Nobody's getting by. Whoever does something good, Allah Ta'ala raises their maqam for it. And whoever is doing something bad, Allah drops their maqam. What another person's maqam is may not particularly be your or my business, but we have to remember for ourselves to be afraid of taking the bad route, because it's going to harm us. And we have to always have raghbah, and we have to always have excitement and desire for taking the good route, because we know in the end it's going to be good for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam ajma'in.